When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
As I mentioned just a minute ago, one of the players that will be taking part in the game is somebody I've watched over the last 4 years. He's gone to a lot of showcases. He's been an amazing kicker. He's been an amazing football talent, a leader on his team, also a tremendous I know that the teachers and the administrators love him over at St. Thomas Aquinas for what he's been able to do in the classroom. We welcome in Senior Nick Romero. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
This is great. I mean, you know, what a way to cap things off. You've been part of this winning tradition for a while. And, I know how it is at St. Thomas Aquinas. I know what it, you know, how proud these young men are, like yourself, to have been participating in this program. But talk about your plight as a kicker. Did you start out as a kicker? Were you a soccer player? Because I've seen you at some of the corn blue events, and I've seen you at some of the showcase events, but I never knew how you got started. Have you always been interested in kicking? Has it been a soccer start for you?
Yeah, so pretty much I've always wanted to be a kicker since I was young, probably since I was like five. I come from a Hispanic background. My mom's from Colombia. My dad's from Bolivia. So they've kind of always been like more on the soccer route. And I just kind of, ever since I first turned on a TV, saw my first football game, it really caught my eye how I saw a kicker just run out there, kick that ball, and just really caught my eye. So I'd always talk to my parents how much I want to play football, but my mom was always, she didn't really know much about football. So she just kind of thought it was always like, I'm going to get hit, and I'm going to get hit all the time, and I might get hurt. So she was scared. So we made a deal that I'll play soccer until I got to high school and just kick like on my own on the weekends. And then once I got to high school, I was going to be able to start kicking for a team.
Yeah. And not only that, you walked into a situation at St. Thomas where they always have four or five kickers, you know, I mean, every year, I mean, they have, you know, four or five punters, you have kickers, you have a lot of long snappers and stuff. And it's a situation where a lot of people don't know. And that's one of the things, Nick, that I pride myself on going to a lot of those showcases. I've seen you guys all out there for years because I think there's so much more competition when you go to those events than maybe even in a game, because when you're competing against some of the best kickers in the country, and we certainly have a lot of them down here, and, you know, I mean, and you could see, you know, at Andre Borregales at Miami, and you know, the kid Betridge, who's at Virginia, and even your own punter last year who plays at Texas, and certainly a lot of guys that you can learn from. Talk about that, because I think that when you're a freshman, you kind of ease your way in, and as a sophomore, but you were already one of the guys that that the coaches were talking about early on when you were in ninth and 10th grade. Talk about that and the opportunity to learn, you know, just from being around so many really good specialists.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that South Florida has some of the best specialists in all the country when it comes to punting, long snapping, and kicking. I really think that competition just makes me and everyone else around me just all around better too. I was blessed to go to such a great school like St. Thomas, have great coaches, great teammates to look up to. Like Michael Kern, for example, I learned a lot from him and just kind of like took me under his wing, showed me kind of how to work my way around the program and how to make the most of it. And I'd say I definitely did that.
Yeah. And not only that, you've taken it a step further. I mean, I know that, you know, your background, your faith is paramount to you. I know that you gave an outstanding message before the state championship game last week that a lot of people are still talking about. Talk about that. And how do you get into, you know, being that vocal spiritually, or is this something that your family just grew up in and you've been around at church and other venues?
Yeah, it was really instilled in me from my mom. She's a really devoted person. I look up to her a lot. You know, I try to be like her. She's really devoted spiritually, and she's, since a young age, she's always made it known to me that God's always first, to make sure everything that I do is to honor Him. And I just try to talk about Him, evangelize any way that I can, and set the right example.
Yeah, and you did. Nick Romero joins us. Just got done with his senior year as a kicker for St. Thomas Aquinas, four-time defending state champions. You are six is the whole program. That's mind-boggling. I mean, you know, I tell that to people, you know, outside the area. I said, you know, between St. Thomas and Chaminade, over the last 6 years, they've won 10 state titles together. Talk about that. And I know you guys, and then after the game, you know, I gave Coach Harriet and a lot of the coaches a congratulations and a hug for winning. But it never gets old. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you know, I mean, you guys were exuberant as much after that win as you were 4 years ago when you first started. Talk about how that's instilled in you, because I know that, you know, having somebody like Coach Harriet, we've had him on plenty of times on the show, and obviously he talks football, but it's more the brotherhood that St. Thomas Aquinas is. Talk about that brotherhood and, you know, how probably it's grown you up and made you a better person overall.
Yeah, I mean, winning's always great, and, you know, people think that, like, teams like us, for example, we just go and, like, everything's given to us and we automatically win. But, you know, there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, you know, with our brothers there. I think Coach Harriet does a great job of instilling that brotherhood, family environment and mentality in all of us there. You know, we're all really, really close there with each other. We're always spending most of our time is there at school rather than at home. So it really is like a family. It's great. And, you know, winning just feels so much better when you're doing it with people that you love and that you enjoy being around.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, you're unbelievable in the classroom as well. Are you going to parlay both of these, kicking and education? Any places that you're going to be headed to? Have you made your decision yet?
I have not yet. I have a OV scheduled for Wagner in January, but my recruitment's still open, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Yeah, no doubt. Nick, I can't thank you enough. Thanks so much for taking the time. We'll see you out there on Saturday. And I can't say enough about what you've done, you know, on and off the football field, especially, you know, spiritually and in the classroom. You're definitely a blueprint that a lot of these young kids are definitely looking at, and definitely see you on Saturday night at the game.
Yes, sir, Larry. Thank you for having me. Have a great night.
You too. Good stuff. Nick Romero, the St. Thomas Aquinas, 4 years. Of a state champion. And like I said, you know, he gave kind of an emotional talk before the game, a little bit of a, you know, speech about God and you know, how it's, you know, so beneficial. And listen, whether you believe in it or not, or what your beliefs are, it's, you know, you admire somebody like that who's so devoted and he takes it with him on the football field. And as I said, he's over a 4.0 in the classroom as well.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.